Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the heart of Patriot-held territory in the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there, and welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah! That's right, patriots, be fired up, and if you're not, then get that way.
If you're not, it's because you're not paying attention to what is going on in this world.
Exactly. Sit up straight, pay attention.
There's
plenty to be fired up about. There's things to be fired up about in a good way because our Lord reigns, and there's plenty to be fired up about because the adversary is prowling like a roaring lion looking for who he can devour, and they're after our kids. They're after our country. You should be fired up about that.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, some of the good news that is going on outside the gospel that we've talked about so far this week has really, I mean, seriously, been very uplifting and inspiring, especially yeah. coming from Argentina and the Netherlands, as you all know.
Yes.
But there's a few interesting things going on with both Javier Milei and President Trump. So in case you missed it, President Trump told Argentina's President Javier Milei that he plans to travel to the South America country so the two can meet.
Yes.
And so the office did not give a date for when Trump intends to be in Buenos Aires, but apparently they're scheduling this meeting for December. So that's
wow.
really, really cool, you know, especially...
Which is today. Can you believe
yeah,
it
oh
is December
gosh, you're right.
1st?
It is. That is unbelievable.
Right.
I'm still like in the beginning of October.
Yeah, Trump's going to go visit Argentina in December. So what, 6 months from now?
Right. That's what it feels like.
It's not
it?
Even right.
I know. Which, of course, you know, we all know that that means Christmas is well on its way. And but here's the interesting thing going on with Argentina. It says here that Argentina's U.S. listed companies are enjoying a moment in the sun. Shares
yes.
in at least four Argentinian companies jumped Monday after the election victory on Sunday. And of course, they describe Javier Milei as a self-described anarcho-capitalist. An energy company, YPF, led the pack with a 35% rise, according to the Wall Street Journal. So that's exciting stuff, especially considering that Argentina has been just tormented with 145% inflation down there.
Yes, that is going to turn around.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And another fantastic thing that he's going to just take, you know, head on is the whole central banking system down there.
He said
they're getting rid of it and switching over to a free banking system following free markets.
Hallelujah. I hope he's able to pull it off. That's the kind of stuff that gets presidents killed.
That's what Gaddafi did. And
well, that's what Kennedy tried to do too.
Yep. And so, you know, that right there, ooh, boy, that is exactly what will bring all of his enemies running to him. And
oh, yeah.
So, you know, but on the other hand, hey, if you've got the chance to turn your country around and do what's right, do it regardless.
Yes.
You know,
exactly. That moment, that time, that position, all of those things don't align more than, you know, once in a lifetime.
That's right.
For our country.
That's right.
And so, yeah, go for it. And, well, Lord, protect him.
Well, and cool things too, because, you know, he likes Trump. He can't wait to meet Trump, and obviously, and it goes both ways. And so just the fact that Trump also had Gaddafi come and speak and stay at Mar-a-Lago for a short stint, that's a fascinating thing as well. So watching what a bunch of bold leaders can do when they start getting together and having good discussions amongst each other. This is fantastic progress.
The globalists are very nervous right now about this nationalistic move with all of these countries voting in nationalists, those who love their country and placing their country first and making alliances with the right people from our perspective.
That's
the
right.
Absolute wrong people, terrifying, with Netanyahu. Now it looks like Argentina is going to be moving their embassy to Jerusalem.
That's right.
The Netherlands now with Geert Wilders.
Yep.
Wilders.
Wilders.
To Jerusalem. And this is just scaring the pan. They're beside themselves at the thought of Trump getting in.
No kidding.
This is, and we've got a great clip. This Bidenomics train wreck is just unreal. And I've got some comments, too, about that after play that clip in segment two.
Right.
This Jean-Pierre damage control specialist who they got to get somebody else in there. I mean, this is communist extraordinaire. Lies on top of lies.
I have to say, she is an excellent speaker. I can see why they picked her, because she's kind of like Obama in the fact that he was an excellent speaker as well. But the thing is excellent speaker in an evil way.
Crafty.
Yes, crafty and
shrewd
and manipulative in their wording and the fact that they're spinning lies the whole time, which is what makes them a little bit on the scary side.
Yeah, and that wet sensation you feel running down your back, that's rain. Just never mind it.
right. Or the hair standing up on the back of your neck, but there is another good piece of news that I wanted to bring up right off the bat, which is that the Philippines bans vote machine firm implicated in the U.S. bribery probe. So just the fact that they're banning, did you get that? They're banning voting machine firms, in fact.
Wow.
And so that obviously means they're going to be banning the voting machines themselves. And so
that's a strong signal that they are not trusted. Cannot be trusted.
Exactly. Yeah. And so with Javier Milei getting in, because they got rid of the electronic manipulation machines.
Yes.
And the Philippines following in just right in line with them. It's shameful that other nations are doing this before the United States.
Yeah.
It's also shameful that nobody in Congress has taken the ban electronic voting machine bill and run with it yet. Mm-hmm. That should have been the very first thing they did 2.5 years ago.
Right. Well, we can only hope, and I've got to always appreciate those Philippians.
Philippians, yes, exactly.
All right. Well, good. Well, let's get to the word of the day today.
Yes, yesterday speaking of Philippians.
Yeah, yesterday was just so awesome. If you guys didn't get a chance to listen to out of Zephaniah, that was just amazing. And I think it went right over the heads of most of our listeners.
Right.
Yeah, just gauging by the response from the Telegram channel, which we only have like a couple hundred listeners that have Telegram that, follow the channel because, not everybody's on Telegram. But when you posted that there, it's like it just went right over everybody's heads. This is like right out of the headlines.
Yep.
Prophecy. Who knows? What's that, 3,500 years old?
Right.
Coming to life right here. And that was the random, we didn't choose it, God chose it.
That's right.
Word of the day, as the headlines are, maybe even while you were reading it, captives were being released from Gaza.
Right.
It's just amazing.
Outstanding.
Very, very cool.
Absolutely.
God is afoot.
That's for sure.
Okay. So what do we have for today's word of the day?
So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Psalm 56. The whole thing, it's very short.
Oh.
It reads under the title, Prayer for Relief from Tormentors. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, and there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his words. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps when they lie in wait for my life. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. In the Lord I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from failing, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? And that's it.
Wow, that is a great one for today.
Yep, it's very cool.
So encouraging.
Right.
That is a great psalm. That is a great prayer.
Well, and the interesting thing, too, with David is all of us think, well, he was a king. You know, yes, he went out for battle and everything, but you know, we kind of don't understand what his life entailed when he's writing psalms. He's very explicit about, well, not only are my enemies after me, but now my friends are also after me. And time and time again, every time something comes up and he's continuously plagued or bogged by some evil attack, you know?
Yeah, depending on the season in his life. And it's kind of hard to grab that, what he was up against, because we get to read, you know, his whole life just, you know, in an hour. But we're talking in a span of, you know, decades.
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes he was praising the Lord. He was victorious and the Lord gave him, you know, victories. Other times he had people turning against him, scheming against him, wanting to kill him and saying bad things about him.
Conspiring against
him.
Well,
yes, that too. Yeah. But just, you know, attacking his character and,
right,
and everything else. So, you know, that gossip. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for.
Is that the word? Okay. Glad I could help.
You just, the look on your face just flashed, you know, gossip, say it. But yeah, this is, you know, I think in all of our lives, in our own lives, for most of us, we've gone through a season where we felt exactly that way.
Yep,
right there.
Absolutely.
And yep, it does feel like everybody's conspiring against you and working against you, and they want the worst for you.
Right.
And you're basically, I think we've all been at a point, if you've lived, you know, a fair amount of life, that all you had was God.
Yep.
For protection, for encouragement, for everything else. And so I think, yeah, this is a really very relatable psalm.
Right. And just the fact that he continually says that, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me.
Yes.
And that he says, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? That's the bottom line, is you can put your trust in God every single time.
Yeah.
And in fact, the Lord even says that without faith and without trusting him, you can't please him. And mm-hmm, and the reason being that God knows himself. God knows how much he loves each and every one of us and how much he knows he can be depended upon in every single situation.
That's right.
And so when he knows that we know that and that we will be looking to him for protection, for guidance, for instruction, he's there for us.
Yes.
Because it says that he looks for the ones who trust in him first, which means that he keeps an eye out, knowing that if he knows that you trust solidly in him, he is almost like, it seems like he's almost placing you first above everything else,
right?
So that he can make sure that he meets all of those appointments where you need him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's also fascinating.
Indeed. Good one. Okay, so one more time. That is Psalm
56.
Psalm 56. Read the whole thing. It's short and it's very sweet.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break here real quick. I want to thank you guys for those of you who have stepped forward and helped to keep us on the air. We are listener supported almost entirely. And we've had just several of you step up with small donations and set up recurring donations, $5, $10, $20 a month. We've had, we had one very surprisingly large for us donation, which was just a mega blessing.
Yep.
But, occasionally those shots in the arm come along that just kind of save the day. And, but all of it is, we're just so grateful. So if you would like to help keep us on the air and contribute and join the other Patriots that are supporting us, the End Times crew, you can go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab and find the different ways that you can support us. So stick around. Segment 2 of The Morning Commute is coming at you right after this.
White supremacists, I did my inaugural address to a single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism.
Have you lost your mind?
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to Radio Free Redoubt, The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And this segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's prepping2-0.com. A couple things in the headlines. As we all know, yesterday we woke up to the news that Henry Kissinger has finally died. 100 years old?
100 years old.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And of course, you know, the communists wanted to make sure that they, this is from Breitbart News, a friend of ours forever, says the Chinese communists as they celebrate Henry Kissinger.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I guess what more needs to be said?
Right. Well, and we had a little discussion on our channel as well about that, because he led a very, very evil life. I mean, the things that he has done in his life, especially
yes.
working with the CIA in South America, has been, oh my gosh, really staggering. And he, you know, like you're saying, 100 years old, that he's had this kind of influence across the whole world. And so it is not right for Christians to wish bad things on their enemies, or to rejoice when they fall, when they stumble, or when they, you know, when they die.
Yeah.
You're not to do that as a Christian. You're not ever to be happy about that. Instead, you are to be remorseful over the fact that they didn't repent, that they were, that the Lord gave them 100 years worth of chances to repent,
yeah,
and to be saved and to turn to Him. And so, unfortunately,
that totally goes against our nature. I mean, yep. You know, this is somebody where, you know, you think we should be dancing and celebrating in the streets and shooting off fireworks. This was a very evil person, but from God's perspective, that's a soul lost,
yep,
for eternity.
That's right.
That Christ died for. He shed His blood for him as well, and He would have taken him into the kingdom,
right,
if he had only accepted Christ and repented. So it's a loss, and it's a win for the enemy. I mean, our adversary, the true adversary, Satan. So, you know, there's. I mean, we're going to fight evil all the way. You know, if somebody doesn't repent, we have to stand against the agenda that they're trying to push forward.
Yep.
You know, and fight tooth and nail against it, because they're serving their master, Satan. But that's also a soul that God would redeem if they would allow it.
Right. Well, it's just like the worst king in biblical history was King Manasseh.
Oh, yeah.
And he did 50 years worth of evil,
yeah,
in, you know, in the sight of the Lord. And then at the end of it, he repented. He,
yep,
wholeheartedly repented, and the Lord forgave him.
Yeah.
And so if Manasseh can do it, I mean, you know, so could have somebody like him.
Yeah.
And so this is what one of our listeners posted on our channel. It says from Proverbs chapter 24, verses 17 and 18, it says, "Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him." And so that's the other side of the coin, is that vengeance is the Lord's.
Yeah.
Vengeance and judgment is the Lord's. And so when we rejoice in their failing, it looks like it prevents the Lord's wrath from being dealt to,
right,
to the offender the way that it ought to be. And so that's a good point also.
Yeah. We've got this clip. Amen to that, by the way.
Yep.
This clip coming up here, but first I wanted to point out something on this Fired Up Friday, something that evil, maniacal Russia did. You're not going to believe this. Russia's Supreme Court designates the international LGBT movement as an extremist organization.
Excellent.
Yep. And that was brought out by Defiant America. But that's, you know, on several outlets. But, you know, isn't that something where,
yes,
somebody like that, because this is what Russia, bad, evil, they're not perfect by any means, but
they got that right.
But while we are running the opposite direction,
yep,
and we're talking about how morally superior we are as a nation to Russia,
right,
and we're embracing this evil, sadistic sexual perversion and forcing it on children, targeting children with it, well, the Supreme Court in Russia calls it an extremist organization.
Right.
And it is.
Yep.
Targeting children for sexual exploitation is extreme at the most extreme level.
Right. And then if you don't go along with what they want, they burn your buildings down and they attack people. We've seen multiple different people killed out of a result of this.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Threats.
And so,
yeah, try, boy, to destroy you if you don't embrace it.
Yep.
Not just accept it. I mean, they want you to celebrate and wave that flag and embrace it, or
right,
you're a hater.
Yep.
So,
well, and so switching gears here, we've got this interesting bit of information here posted on Speaker Mike Johnson's Telegram channel, where he posted this information saying, "Since President Biden took office, Americans now need an additional $11,400 per year just to afford basic everyday necessities." Then he says, "It's time to ditch Bidenomics." And so we've got this clip here from Karine Jean-Pierre, and this was posted on the Resistor Newswire. But listen to what she has to say.
But why do you think it is that when you say the economy is improving and President Biden says the economy is improving, that a majority of Americans outside of this building are not buying it?
So here's the thing. When we walked into this administration, the economy was on a tailspin. That is the fact. Because of the last administration, because of the Trump administration, because of how they dealt with COVID and the pandemic, because they didn't have a comprehensive plan. The president came in, he passed the American Rescue Plan, which was able to get the economy back on its feet, which was able to open up small businesses were able to open up, schools were able to open up, and we understand what Americans have been feeling over the last 2-3 years. It's going to take some time. We get that. It's going to take some time, but it does not take away how we have seen the economy getting back on its feet. We actually had to fix the problem that we saw that the last administration left us.
Well, the truth is, we saw what you did, people. We also saw them destroy this economy in Trump's last year.
That's
using
right.
COVID as a weapon.
Yep.
And it wasn't Trump that was shutting everything down. It was all these leftist governors that were shutting everything down. He didn't make it mandatory.
That's right.
But anyway, there's so much more to be said than that. But there's the master liar right there at work doing her craft.
Yep, that's right.
Well, speaking of Donald Trump, he just released such a great new clip. We're going to play right now. This is in response to the pro-jihadi America haters. He's got a message for them. What's coming for them when he becomes president again?
Yep. Hooray.
If you hate America, if you want to abolish Israel, if you sympathize with jihadists, then we don't want you in our country, and you're not going to be getting into our country. I will cancel the student visas of Hamas sympathizers on college campuses. The college campuses are being taken over. And all of the resident aliens who joined in the pro-jihadist protest this month, nobody's ever seen anything like it. Come 2025, we will find you and we will deport you.
I love that. We are going to come after you and we are going to deport you. Beautiful. All right, well, that's a great way to end the week and leave you guys going into the weekend. You be blessed, be safe, and join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.